Good afternoon. My name's Claire Strother.
And I'm Jacob Miranda.
It's Monday, March 29th, and you're listening to Headlines from the Hill, brought to you by the Olaf Messenger. We have two main headlines for you today. One has to do with COVID on campus, and the other has to do with SGA's no homework resolution. Let's dive into it. We're going to start with the COVID numbers today to offer a little bit of context. As of Monday, March 29th, there are currently 36 students in isolation and 86 in quarantine, with a 2.64 campus positivity rate. 13.43% of the isolation beds are in use, and the 14-day student infection rate stands at 1.14%. The 14-day infection rate for Rice County has gone up slightly, and now sits at 27.22 cases per 10,000 residents. These numbers represent a significant jump from last Monday's episode. 25 more students in quarantine and 50 more in isolation.
Off the back of this steep increase, Dean Rosalind Eaton sent an email to students on Friday, March 26th, pointing to recent outbreaks as a make-or-break moment in the semester and a plea to follow COVID community guidelines. Contained in the email was a strong message. "I'll be clear with you. We're at a moment that could go in one of two ways," the email read. "COVID-19 infections and quarantines continue to rise and the college locks down, or COVID-19 infections and quarantines stabilize and then drop, and the college once again eases restrictions and remains open through to commencement," the email finished. Following Dean Roz's email, students also received word from the campus reopening team that the college will be testing all students throughout this week. This increase of students in quarantine and in isolation seems to be fairly inevitable. By shifting to a less restrictive yellow alert level before the rest day, which just so happened to also fall on St. Patrick's Day, the college signaled to students the situation wasn't as severe as it used to be, incentivizing more reckless behavior.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. You just feel more at ease if the school signals that it's doing well. And don't get me wrong, the school was doing well, and that was a good thing in the moment. It's how the college chose to respond to this quote-unquote doing well by opening things up that led us back to the point we're at now, which is not doing so well.
We're going to talk more about the status of COVID on campus once we get the results from full student testing this week, which will offer more context to how things are trending. Check back later this week for that longer episode.
Abby Becker, a class of 21, created and shared a campus-wide petition on March 24th that invited students to rank their level of burnout on a scale of 1 to 5 and to leave comments about their support for a resolution to create a, quote, homework-free, end quote, week that would coincide with the rest day scheduled for April 7th. As of March 25th, 30% of the student body had responded, with 80% of respondents indicating extreme levels of burnout.
I got the chance to talk with Becker for a few minutes about the petition and its results. She said, quote, "I now feel like I have a duty to report my findings and see if we can do anything about it, because it was honestly really disheartening to hear and read all these responses that people were saying," end quote. The majority of sentiments expressed in the open comments part of the petition were, quote, "crazy to hear," end quote, according to Becker. And these comments showed the severe amounts of burnout students on campus are currently feeling. Becker continued our conversation by saying, quote, "I've never heard people really ask for a break. And now everybody simultaneously is asking for a break. And it's crazy to hear because that's just not how we are usually. And that's indicative to me that something is wrong," end quote. The "we" here referring to sort of all St. Olaf students, the collective.
Class of 2021 Senator Anna Bergstrom drafted an accompanying resolution, which resolves that, quote, "Student Senate officially requests that the administration stipulate a week off from assigned out-of-class work be added to the policy for the college's second rest day," end quote. Environmental Senator Clovis Curl and Vice President Amani Mosher co-signed the petition, indicating a strong backing. The resolution is expected to pass, but it will then go on to the deans and administrators to discuss and execute demands. Included in the resolution are a list of alternative actions that could potentially be implemented, such as canceling homework on the Monday following the rest day or canceling music practices throughout the week. What the deans and administrators choose to do with the resolution will be the really important thing. There is a word that some members of the president's leadership team will be at the Senate on Tuesday to hear conversation about the resolution, signaling a possible willingness to reach some sort of compromise.
Taking a step back, Claire, it's clear three rest days is simply not enough for students. They need some sort of tangible break from academics where students don't feel pressured to continue doing work. Having rest days fall in the middle of the week and only having three of them just doesn't accomplish this. But, from a different perspective, there are also consequences for instituting such a policy on short notice. Professors would have to rework their syllabi, and students may be left with a homework buildup post-rest week that creates more stress further down the road. Finding a middle ground between these options will be the key here, and I'm very interested to see the types of conversations that come out of Tuesday's Senate meeting. Let's get into a couple of events happening this week before we close the episode. Tonight, from 7 to 8 p.m., artist and St. Olaf alum Benjamin Olson will visit college. We'll visit the college virtually for the final installment of the Flotten Memorial Artist Series. Olson is a designer working in architecture and stagecraft, as well as co-founding the wide-ranging design practice Office Hughes Olson, or OHO. The office invests creative energy in a range of built and theoretical projects spanning from architecture to furniture design to exhibit design to urbanism. Their current work includes several entry-level housing prototypes and a line of modular homes. Sounds like a blast. And I'm certainly going to miss highlighting the series each Monday morning now that it's coming to a close.
The St. Olaf Political Awareness Committee is hosting Palestine Liberation Week on campus, with daily events highlighting the work of Palestinian activists and their continued fight for liberation. In conjunction with Palestine Liberation Week, PAC and Passion Project are hosting Samaya Awad on Thursday for a talk entitled Liberation After Occupation, Transnational Reimagining. Check out the PAC Instagram for a full list of the week's activities. Also this week, the Institute for Freedom and Community is hosting controversial Jewish writer and speaker Barry Weiss on campus for a talk entitled Anti-Semitism and Liberal Freedom. While Weiss has received accolades such as the Jerusalem Post naming her the 7th most influential Jew in the world, Jewish students at St. Olaf have criticized her rhetoric toward non-Zionists. In a Facebook post made by members of the Jewish Student Organization, students expressed frustration that they had not been consulted prior to bringing Weiss to campus to speak on behalf of the Jewish community, and reiterated that they did not support the message that she would be promoting. That'll do for Monday's episode. We'll keep you updated on COVID as it stands on campus later this week, so look out for that.
And don't forget to get out there and enjoy some sun on this beautiful Monday. Have a good and safe week, holies.